subject, cheating, heartless woman. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to a woman that I have loved dearly for about 3 years now. In the beginning of our relationship, she confessed to cheating on me while I was deployed in Iraq. And the downhill began. I was angry and hurt that she could do that to me, so I began lying about silly little things, including sexting with another woman. For the year that I was back, we had numerous issues, as many do. I redeployed back to Iraq and lost a very close friend that died while I was deployed. During this time, my wife was unsupportive and fought me with every moment she could about nonsense. I then lost another friend to suicide, and all she could do was give me the cold shoulder because all I did was mope around, according to her. Over a year ago, I fell into temptation and cheated. The other woman gave me the support and attention I needed at the time, and the affair came to light. We decided to work through the issues and make our marriage work. The more recent issues have been her cheating now once again. She told me things were perfect and I found emails of her and another man. I had a hard time getting through this. Well, after a rough few weeks, we decided to work through our issues once again, and later on that night, I found out that she had been cheating with another man. This woman has hurt me more than any other, and I don't know what to do. She is a great mother to my daughter, even though she is not her biological mother. She is the only mother my daughter knows. I love her and don't want to live without her, but I can't seem to get over all of this. Am I dumb for dealing with this? I do admit my mess ups, but I've made attempts to fix myself as a man and help make our relationship better. I feel she should have spoken to me about what was going on instead of cheating again. What do I do? You asked the question, are you dumb for dealing with this? I don't think you're dumb, you know, for dealing with this. You're a man in love, it sounds like, who has realized he doesn't want to lose what he has. But your wife's unfaithful. You haven't been faithful. You really don't have anything right now. You really don't. You have a marriage in name, but you're cheating and she's cheating. The trust has been broken. And your wife seems to keep cheating. She doesn't seem to be trying to work anything out right now. And in order to do that, you need her to be on board. You need her to stop cheating. You need yourself to stop cheating, even though you said you've tried to fix yourself as a man. Hope that means you're not cheating anymore. Unless that happens, unless she gets on board, stops cheating, the chances of you guys getting back together, slim to none. I mean, right now, I could just suggest some serious counseling, some intense counseling, something like that in order for you guys to get it together. But it doesn't sound good.
Stop all that. Ain't going to be no counseling.
It doesn't sound good.
Let me just say this, Shirley. At the end of this letter, I need to say all this. Am I dumb for dealing with this? Well, if you feel dumb, if it look dumb, and if it sound dumb, somebody dumb. Nah, I'm guessing it's you since you wrote the letter. Mm. But partner, you've been married to a woman that you dearly love for 3 years now. Our relationship, in the beginning of our relationship, she confessed to cheating on me while I was deployed in Iraq. Okay, then you come back and went downhill after that. You was angry that she would do that to you. So you began lying about silly little things, including sexing with another woman. For the year I was back, y'all had numerous issues, as many do. You deployed back to Iraq. Lost a very close friend and died while you were deployed. During this time, your wife was unsupportive. Then you lost another friend of that. She gave you the cold shoulder on that one, too, because she said all you do is mope around. Over a year ago, I fell into temptation and cheated. I'm trying to figure out how it took a year.
What?
See, once you tell me you done messed around on me while I've been deployed,
right?
Game on. Oh, that's what we doing? See, but y'all ain't got no marriage, man. She done cheated on you the whole time. Over a year ago, I fell into temptation and cheated. The other woman gave me the support and attention you needed. At the time the affair came to light, we decided to work through the issues and make our marriage work. Y'all ain't got no marriage. The other recent issue has been her cheating now once again. Told me things were perfect, and I found emails of her and another man. I had a hard time getting through this. Really? You had a hard time getting through this? I'd have been out this mess, man, a long time ago. To work through our issue. Then we decided to work through our issues once again. And later on that night, I found out she had been cheating with another man. This woman has hurt me more than anything, and I don't know what to do. She's a great mother to my daughter. Even though she's not her biological mother, she's the only mother my daughter knows. I love her, and I can't, and I don't want to live without her. Okay, man, but let me ask you this. You don't want to live without her. How's that working out for you, that living with her part? How that's working out for you? You enjoying yourself? You in peace? Is it a loving home? Do you enjoy coming home? Now, I got she a good mother to your daughter, but it's a lot of women that'll be good mamas to the daughter. I'm not staying in this. You called the wrong man. I'm out it. In the words of my brother, my little boy, I'm out at 5,000.
Could have met somebody direct.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.